So to launch our whole new festival, to read from Srimad Bhagavatam 11, chapter 5, verse 36, same verse that we heard translation of this morning, which is in Sanskrit,
Thank you.
true value. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of life. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga because in this fallen age all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. It is stated here that among the four ages, Satya, Ketā, Vāra, and Kali, Kali Yuga is actually the best, because in this age the Lord mercifully distributes the highest perfection of consciousness, namely Krishna consciousness, very freely. So, congratulations. We're in the best of the four ages. The demigods, when they hear that Kali Yuga is coming to the earth, they flee and say, "Oh, that is horrible place to go." But the devotees say, "Joy, it's Kali Yuga! Let's go to the earth planet and chant Hare Krishna." The word Arya has been defined by Śrīla Prabhupāda as one who is advancing spiritually. The nature of an advanced person is to search for the essence of life. For example, the essence of a material body is not the body itself, but the spirit soul that is within the body. Therefore, an intelligent person gives more attention to the eternal spirit, soul, than to the temporary body. Similarly, although Kali Yuga is considered to be an ocean of contamination, there is also an ocean of good fortune in Kali Yuga, namely the Sankirtan movement. In other words, all the degraded qualities of this age are completely counteracted by the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Notice the word called counteract. Thus it is stated in the Vedic literature, Yayam Prite Yajam Yajas Pretayam Vahavir Kayam Yadatnoti Tadatnoti Kalo Sankirtya Keshavam. Whatever is achieved in Sakti Yuga by meditation masses and in Bhakta, but temple worship is achieved in Kali Yuga by chanting the names of Lord Keshava congregationally. You may wonder, why don't we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare? That is explained elsewhere. And we heard that this morning. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashatam Nam Kali Kama Shambhashana Yatrasam. Similar points is made in this stage of Kali. All the sinful features of this age are destroyed by chanting these 16 syllables. Some say that the Kali Sankarana Upanishad is fully, actually is not beginning Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Rather, it begins Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, some people in India, many people in India, seem to be familiar with that version, and when they see the devotees of these Hare Krishnas, they say, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. And they say, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Is there a difference? Because if you chant one and then chant the other, you chant the other and then chant the one, sooner or later you're going to chant all the names. That's a definite rule. The Vedic process gradually lifts the conditioned entity out of the darkness of ahankara, or false identification with the gross material body, and brings him to the platform of self-realization, or ahambrahma, meaning I am spirit soul, I am Krishna. One has to make further progress to discover that, although one is eternal, there is a superior eternal entity who is the Lord Himself within one's own heart. And within every atom in the material universe, within every heart of the universe, within every atom. Beyond the second phase of self-realization, there is the third and final stage perfection, which is realization of Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His own body. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not primarily the superintendent of this world. Superintendent. So he's not primarily the superintendent of this world, but rather the enjoyer of his own world, which is beyond the most fantastic dreams of the conditioned living entity. Have you ever had fantastic dreams? The Buddha says that beyond your most fantastic dreams is this world, this spiritual world, the Christian influence. In other words, although the king or president of a country is ultimately the controller of the prison department, the king or president derives actual pleasure within his own palace and not and administering justice to the Jewish prisoners. Similarly, the Lord appoints the demigods to administer the material creation on his behalf while he himself personally enjoys the ocean of transcendental bliss in his own transcendental kingdom. Thus, realization of the Lord within his own kingdom is far superior to the primitive understanding that the Lord is the creator of the prison of the material world. This realization of Bhagavan begins with the understanding that there are innumerable vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky, that on each of them a particular expansion of Narayana dwells with his innumerable devotees who are attached to that particular planet. The central and chief planet in the spiritual sky is called and there the personality of Godhead exhibits the supreme and original form of Govinda. Exactly. As confirmed by Lord Brahma, Govindam Adipurusham Samaham Vajami. Lord Brahma also states, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anarira Virovinda Sarvaparama. Thus, love of Krishna and entrance into Krishna's plan in the spiritual side is the most supremely perfect and exalted status of life available anywhere, at any time, throughout the totality of existence. That perfection is available in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, every sane man, woman, or child should deeply understand the unprecedented opportunity offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unprecedented in which way? Never previously unprecedented opportunity. It's an opportunity like no other has ever been. It's a super opportunity. Therefore, every sane man, woman, or child should deeply understand the unprecedented opportunity offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and seriously take up the chanting process. Only the most unfortunate and irrational person will neglect this transcendental opportunity. This sounds a lot like Vidyananda Goswami. Talin sabada yantyaya gunanya sadabhagina yatta sankirtaninaya sadasakto. These are instructions. It's in the chapter called Narada's Teachings to Vasudeva. Vasudeva. However, within this chapter, he's giving teachings of the Nava Yoga Mothers. Nava Yoga Mothers are nine of the 100 sons of Vishnu. And one of them is Parivajana, And we're all speaking to one king, and the king's name is Nini. And Nini wants to know about spiritual life. Giving him very nice advice. And this particular verse is especially a favorite of devotees, as it reminds us of just how important sankirtana is. And of course, sankirtana and kirtana together or complete kirtana, and it's glorification of the Lord. Complete glorification, and it also means glorification together. This activity was associated in particular with the particular time in which we find ourselves. We find ourselves in the age of Kali, according to Bhagavatam, a time which began when Lord Krishna departed from the world. And the sages of Manasharama were concerned that with the departure of Krishna, together with knowledge and renunciation, what's going to happen, what's left? And the answer was, there's the Bhagavatam. And what is the Bhagavatam about? It's about glorification of the Lord. It's about learning what, who, what, where, when, and why of the Lord. It's a manual. You know what a manual is? It's like a handbook for how to do something. It's a how-to book. How to survive and thrive in the age of Kali. Specifically for this purpose. And so, again and again, throughout the Bhagavatam, we get this reminder that what is the best thing to do in this age is to do a chant and work about the Lord. The specific way this is expressed here is interesting. It's called Savajayanti Arya. The Arya, those who are advancing spiritually. Yes, that's prophet's explanation of the word of prophet. Those who are advancing spiritually, they are guna ya. They are knowers of gunas. That doesn't mean they know the three modes of nature. Here the word guna means virtue or quality. They know quality. They are able to recognize when something is good, something is high class. And so they are referred to here. And furthermore, sarabhani. Sara means essence. Abhagi, like a yogi, abhagi, is one who has opulence. The sarabhagi is one who can catch the essence of something. And the essence of a thing is the best of it. So, in the purport, it explains what's the essence of the body. And gross body, subtle body, the essence is the spirit self within. And similarly, what is the essence of the world? What is the essence of the whole creation, the whole cosmos? It is the world. And what is the essence of the age of Kali? The holy name, exactly. And so they are referred to in this way. The Arya, Arya, Sarva, And what do they do? What do these Aryas do? Do they just hide in a cave? Yeah. Well, specifically, Sabajayanti, they worship. I think this could also be taken as they cause to worship, because it seems to be a positive term. What do they worship? No! I thought you'd say that. They worship Kali. They worship the age of Kali. What madness is this? What kind of sages are these that they are worshiping the age of Kali? It must be very misdirected. Isn't that what everybody out there is doing? You know, all the nonsense people who are not chanting Hare Krishna, aren't they worshipping the age of Kali? Aren't they celebrating? Yes, it's the age of Kali. We can do all nonsense. Yes, it's a time for simple activity. Let's go. Well, they're worshipping in a different way. The sages are worshipping the age of Kali. Why? Because at that time, during that time, Sankirtanena Eva, merely simply, by Sankirtan. What? Sarva sva artha abhivartate. Lava means to gain, to receive. Abhiva, to really get it, to really get what is desired. Artha means value, that which is valuable. So what is valuable? It's also explained in the purport. What's valuable is Krishna. What's valuable is Krishna's rupa. What's valuable is Krishna's place. What's valuable is Krishna's service. So all of that is attained. Sva-artha. There's para-artha, there's sva-artha. Let's face it, in the age of Kali, we tend to be a little selfish. We're thinking me first, and everybody else may. I need my own. We falsely use the word I. Actually, the only qualified person to use the word I is Krishna. Everything comes from him. Everything emanates from him. But we falsely see I this, I that, I am, I do, I have. All of that big mistake, big illusion. So, but okay, we're thinking like that. So, sarva sva artha abhivartate. All of your own values, they will be gained by something. Oh, great! So, I can get all these goodies that I've been wanting, all the things that I've been hankering for. I can get it. Finally, I'm going to get that Mercedes Benz that I've been wanting. She always kind of fall asleep in the papers again. Well, I never find a mistake fence because I know that if a mistake fence breaks down, it's going to cost me a fortune to get it fixed. No, I want to leave. What's the other part of the A hybrid Toyota. Something cheap. Electric car, yes, very environmentally friendly. All those things that I want, I can get That's it, I sent it. But what is it that we actually want? If we really get down to it. There are all these, you know, jokes and stories about what would you do if you were stranded on an island all by yourself, but you could take one thing with you. What would you take? The Chapa Mala, yes. This is the devotee solution. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, I guess we have to have a few different islands. So Yatra, Sankirtanina, Sarva, Sarva, Vilayu. So this is the promise that the Mahavatam is making. Okay, now we want to go through this nice song about Yotakur, in which he describes how he experiences getting everything by chanting the holy name. We'll find this at the end of the song, at the end of this Sharanagati songbook. Krishna Dhari Kurtava Vishaya Vasanam Mora Chitta Sadajagri Ravi Tatya Maru Bhumi Sam Arnarandra Patthadya Hridi Mache Pradeshiya Bari Shoye Shutha Anupam. What power does the name of Krishna possess? My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires, just like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun. The holy name, entering the core of my heart, through the holes of my ears, showers unparalleled nectar. The holy name speaks from within my heart, moves onto the tip of my tongue, and constantly dances on it in the form of transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up, my body shivers again and again, and my feet cannot remain still. Rivers of tears flow from my eyes. Perspiration completely soaks my body. All my skin thrills with rapture. My hairs stand on end, and my complexion turns pale and discolored. My mind grows faint. I begin to experience devastation, and my entire body is shattered, broken in a flood of excited emotion. Some of us might find ourselves growing faint, delayed with the fasting. that's not an ecstatic symptom. You think and burn fasting. I start thinking just thinking about fasting. Kori atto upadrama chitte varsha shuddha dhrava mori nahare ennera shahare kichna bhutitte dhino mori to bhaktura kharo mori chitta vitta shalahare. While causing such an ecstatic disturbance, the holy name showers liquid nectar on my heart and drowns me in the ocean of divine love of God. He does not allow me to understand anything, for he has made me truly mad and stolen away my mind and all my resources. Roinu ashroya hano babaharta vanite na pari eshokhar kishanam ichamai jahe jahe sukhi hoy se moi sukhe rashan hoy. Such is the behavior of him in whom I have taken shelter. So he's saying the holy name is the Lord, and the Lord acts, and this is how he acts. I am not capable of describing all this. The holy name of Krishna is independent and thus acts on his own sweet will. In whatever way he becomes happy, that is also my will. Tekai nijaru pavuna chittahari roi kishnabhaj. The holy name is the bud of the flower of the Vamana and is the very abode of astonishing mellows. Such is the power he manifests that when his holy name starts to blossom a little further, it then reveals his own divine form and qualities. Thus my heart is abducted, like kidnapped, abducted, and taken directly to Krishna. So you have to watch out, chanting Hare Krishna, these things might happen. How dangerous. He mentions here something which he elaborates elsewhere, I think, that the beginning of spiritual practice is to chant the holy name. And then through chanting the holy name is revealed sequentially the rupa, the guna, and the lila of the Lord. First it says there's nama, then there's rupa, then there's guna, and then lila. So he's describing here, it says, it's happening. Purnavikashita hoya, braje more jaya dunya, tekai more sharupa vilas, more sukhade hadiya, Krishna vashe rakhe diya, ede hira kore sharma. Blossoming fully, the flower of the holy moon takes me to Braja and reveals to me his own love, dalliance. This name gives to me my own eternal spiritual body, Sharupa, keeps me right by Krishna's side, and completely destroys everything related to this mortal frame. So he's describing Siddhadeva, the perfect body. Krishna Pashe Rakteviya puts me right next to Krishna. So watch out, chanting Hare Krishna, you might, you know, you'll be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, your eyes closed, and then you open your eyes, look, there's Krishna. I didn't mean it, Chris. I'm sorry. You called my name. Okay? You're calling over and over and over, honey. That's what we're doing. We're chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Krishna. Oh, Rama. Oh, Hare. Oh, Hare. Okay, I hear you. What do you want? Then? The pastor is Krishna Nama Chintamani Bhakti Vavrashthara Kami Nitya Mukta Sutta Rasa Mora Namira Balai Jatta Sabar Dorje Haru Parto Vemora Sukhara Uruvayu. The name of Krishna is the transcendental touchstone, a mine of all devotional melodies. Mine, mine, mine is in where you go to go. It is eternally liberated and the embodiment of pure blessing. When all impediments, all obstacles to the pure chanting taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true identity. So he's describing that all this happiness is coming, and then he's saying, when it comes, then my happiness will be perfect. So which is it? I say, is he describing something already happened or something he's anticipating? Well, in a sense, it doesn't matter. He's describing what we can anticipate. Okay, since most of us are not going to be talking about this this morning, I'll just share with you one short message, which is one of my favorite recordings. After singing the Hare Krishna mantra, Srila Prabhupada gives a purport. It's a wonderful purport. I won't read the whole thing, but sort of in the middle of this. It says, when one is factually on the plane of spiritual understanding, surpassing, and it's going beyond, the stages of sense, mind, and intelligence, one is situated on the transcendental plane. This chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is directly enacted from the spiritual platform. Enacted, it happens from the spiritual platform. When we chant Hare Krishna, we are deceivers. We are instruments, we are agents for the sound from the spiritual world. Surpassing all, it's enacted from the spiritual platform, surpassing all lower states of consciousness, namely sensual, mental, and intellectual. There is no need of understanding the language of the mantra, nor is there any need of mental speculation, nor any intellectual adjustments for chanting this Maha Mantra. Intellectual adjustments. It springs automatically from the spiritual platform. As such, anyone can take part in this transcendental sound of the application without any previous qualification.
And dance in ecstasy. We have seen it practically. Even a child can take part in the chanting, or even a dog can take part in it.
The chanting should be heard, however, from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord, so that the immediate effect can be achieved. As far as possible, chanting from the lips of a non-devotee should be avoided as much as it will touch by the lips of a certain cultist presence. And then he goes on to explain the three names, Ram, Krishna, and so I like this, anyone can take part in this transcendental celebration. We have seen it practically, even a child can take part in chanting, even a dog. He doesn't mention cats. So, back to this verse, this age, Kali is being worshipped, it's being glorified by the Arya. Why is it? They can appreciate the essence, and they see that the essence of this age is this opportunity. The opportunity is the opportunity that we can all somehow or other receive. And so we want in these next days to celebrate, to take the opportunity for ourselves. To get everything we want for ourselves, which is not really a thing, rather it is someone. We want Krishna. And that's how we can be most effective in our chanting of the Holy Name, is to remember that we are calling to Krishna and we are asking Krishna, please. Please come, please manifest in my heart, please blossom in my heart and start to preach us. And if our chanting is in this way, we are seeking Krishna. Everything else will come, everything else will go. Yes, everything else will come sooner or later. We will get whatever it is. To watch out for so as we chant in these days, we're not thinking this is not concert time when everyone's performing. This is not our popular pops. It's not the other talent shows inviting Krishna, please come and be with us. And to make that possible, we pray to Shishi Panchatattva, we pray to Shishi Panchatattva, who is the Lord who in this age brings Hare Krishna to us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Avatar. The Avatar in this age is Pranthirachana Bhagavatam. So, we're not having breakfast, and that's the one that I'm going to burn the question. Are you doing this chanting? Is it really better to chant meditation? First. Vyasa Bhakti Devi and Vishnu Bhakti and Narayana Bhakti and Krishna Bhakti and Ram Bhakti and Krishna Bhakti. How are we all connected? How are we connected? Who are we? Who is Bhakti Devi? Some say she is an expansion of Vrindavadevi. Some say she is an expansion, or Vrindavadevi is an expansion of Bhakti Devi. Some say Bhakti Devi is a form of Shrimati Radharani. I never got it straight myself, but I figure they're all there, especially in the holy name. Of course, there's Hari, there's Hara, and Hara refers to the feminine counterpart of the Lord, and therefore Radha. Devi Krishna Rani Kutta Radha. So, to sort of try to analyze how they're related, I'm not sure if there's a lot of benefit. What are we doing? Well, as I said, when we're chanting in this festival, especially, we're making a yajna. A yajna is a ritual, a formal sort of declaration and arrangement for establishing cosmic auspiciousness and benefit and order. And sacrifice is also a process of giving up. So we can think as we're chanting Hare Krishna, what can I give up? How can I give up my faults? The idea of being something other than that. I remember some months ago that we had this holy festival in Mayapur. For some days, and I was talking with Satchinandana Swami. It was after maybe 4 days of the festival. I don't think he would manage that, he said. Because he kind of made the vow that he would chant every day at least 8 hours a day to be part of it, for instance. Organizing the whole thing, he should be part of it. He wants to be part of it, so he can make that a standard for himself. At least, he said, you know, after chanting 8 hours, after 4 days, I start to feel like a music and, you know, losing the false ego, that means Krishna is taking over. One starts to see, actually, it's not about me. It's about Krishna. It's not about me. My whole mental functioning is all so much in the brain. I don't know. Even when we decide, okay, I'm not going to do that, then we start, the mind finds a way to make I, me, and mine others. Not I, not me, not mine, but Krishna. But actually, I mean, you know, kind of weird tricks there. So, you know, we have to chant with heartiness, he said. Chant with the whole body. I also encourage this. And I think, you know, we say we're not the body, and so we sort of think, well, I should just forget the body. But you can also use the Bible as a kind of instrument. It's a physical language when you chant, you know, words to your voice, to your thoughts. And it's vibrating, the mind is vibrating, so you can do it. The whole body becomes instrument for chanting. But then the chanting should come to the heart. And then, chanting and you want to hear the other devotees, the leader and everyone else, which is fine. Imagine that you're the only one, you know, without any response. So
And when we say that, we don't mean, it's Kali Yuga, Chai. Rather, but with this verse, you get the idea that these sages are penetrating through all of the apparent faults. And there is Kali Evolution, Kali of Kali, and there is Ocean Evil, there is Ocean Faults. Asihi Eoma Hulima and Yahuna. Asi, there is. He, indeed. Eto Mahanguna, there is one great Kali. What is that? Kirtana Eva, just like Kirtana Eva, Krishnasya, of Krishna. Mukta Sangha Paramita. So one becomes free from Sangha thinking bad association, also in desire. Well, this is a case where the Acharya is taking a certain, you say in English, taking certain liberties. That means, Prabhupada said that his purports are his ecstasies. Similarly, his translations are sometimes his ecstasies. So he's meditating on, say, Prabhupada Maharaj, chanting what he's doing. He must be chanting for Krishna. Why? Because that is the sublime way of work. So, thank you all very much. Have a wonderful day of feasting on the holy names. Hitagor Vrimanande Shila Prabhupada Ki Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Tantra Shima Bhagavatam Ki.